Audio presents The Indian Card, Who Gets to be Native in America? By Carrie Lowry Schutpeltz. Read for you by Amy Hall.
To Annie Pearl Lowry, and all who came before and after.
Introduction. About 15 years ago, I began to observe a trend. If you, like me, track the results of the U.S. Census because nothing in this cold world makes sense except the hard facts of multivariate data analysis, you've seen it too. The population of people in this country who self-identify as Native has exploded. According to the 2000 U.S. Census, about 4.1 million people checked the Indian box, a term I use to describe the carousel of options that have appeared for Native Americans and Alaska Natives over the years. So, in 2000, when asked to select their race from a list of 15 options, including Other, 4.1 million people checked the box labeled American Indian or Alaska Native. By 2010, that number had increased to 5.2 million, and in 2020, 9.7 million people, more than twice the 2000 count, self-identified as Native. Certainly, there have been a few changes to the way we count. In 2000, for example, for the first time in census history, people could check more than one box for race. So, if we assume that people were previously choosing between their racial identities, the 2000 census presented an interesting change in methodology. Indeed, the number of people who identified as Native in the 1990 census was just under 2 million, less than half the number in 2000. There has also been a significant push to count more of the Native people living on reservations, a population that has the highest census undercount of any population in the United States at 5.6%. That undercount means that census results are significantly lower than other reliable population estimates from vital statistic sources like birth and death certificates. Over the last 10 years, increased tribal consultation has taken place, as have efforts to get out the count in Native communities. But nothing. Not a technical change to the way we count. Not increased counting initiatives. Not birth rates or adoption rates, or a sudden parachuting of new humans onto the earth, can explain the astronomical rise in people claiming Native identity over the last two decades. Nothing, of course, aside from the fact that more and more people are feeling compelled to self-identify as Native. Self-identifying, though, is just one piece of a very convoluted puzzle. In the United States, there are myriad ways a Native person may be required to demonstrate their identity. That list includes tribal enrollment. Yet, at the same time that the number of people self-identifying as Native in this country has increased to over 9.7 million, the number of people enrolled in tribes is much, much lower. This nuance is particularly pronounced among people who identify as Cherokee. As of 2023, just over 450,000 people were formally enrolled members, called citizens, of the Cherokee Nation. That is, 450,000 people have some sort of card, which they applied for and received, through the process the Cherokee Nation determined. Another, approximately 16,000 people are enrolled in the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. An additional, approximately 14,000 people are enrolled in the United Kituwa Band of Cherokee Indians in Oklahoma. Together, about 480,000 people in this country are enrolled in one of three federally recognized Cherokee tribes. These numbers are in stark contrast to the results of the U.S. Census, to the little blue boxes instructing users to print the name of enrolled or principal tribes. In 2020, the number of people who wrote some combination of Cherokee, or Cherokee Nation, or Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, or United Kituwa Cherokee Indians of Oklahoma, was over 1.6 million. So, of the people in this country who self-identify as Cherokee, fewer than one-third are enrolled members of a federally recognized Cherokee tribe. Scholars have written a lot about this phenomenon, that because of a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?